AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. The Kabul airport has been a busy place over the past 10-plus days. Major General Hank Taylor says 19,000 people flew out yesterday.
Since the U.S. and coalition forces began the evacuation, to date, approximately 88,000 have safely departed from Afghanistan.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken says about 1,500 people from the U.S. remain in Afghanistan. A deadline for U.S. troops to be out is next Tuesday. Blinken adding, however,
there is no deadline on our work to help any remaining American citizens who decide they want to leave to do so, along with the many Afghans who have stood by us over these many years and want to leave and have been unable to do so.
The House Select Committee investigating the attack on the U.S. Capitol is demanding a lot of records from the Trump era. Ed Donahue has more.
The records are from federal intelligence and law enforcement agencies. It includes information about planning and funding for rallies held in Washington leading up to the riot.
We're going to walk down to the Capitol.
Among them is an event at the Ellipse January 6th near the White House. Then President Donald Trump spoke.
We will never give up. We will never concede.
Committee members are also considering asking for phone records of several people, including members of Congress, to try to determine who knew what about the unfolding riot and when they knew it. The committee also wants information about pushing the then president's claim of election fraud.
One of the six men charged in a plot to kidnap Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer over her pandemic restrictions last year pleads guilty in federal court and is sentenced to more than 6 years in prison. Ty Garbin has been cooperating with authorities since shortly after his arrest last fall. In his plea agreement, Garbin said they trained at his property in rural western Michigan, constructing a shoot house to resemble Whitmer's vacation home. He's likely to testify against the other five. This is AP News. Pfizer plans to ask the Food and Drug Administration for approval of a booster shot.
Pfizer's two-shot vaccine received full regulatory approval from the FDA this week for Americans ages 16 and older. Now the company says it started the approval process for a third dose and expects to complete its application by the end of this week. Last week, U.S. health officials announced plans to dispense COVID-19 booster shots to all Americans to shore up their protection amid a surge in infections of the Delta variant of the virus. Pfizer's vaccine is still under an emergency use authorization for ages 12 to 15. I'm Ben Thomas.
24 students from a suburban San Diego school district and their family members are stuck in Afghanistan after traveling there for summer vacation to see relatives. Most of the families are in the U.S. on a special immigrant visa after having worked for the U.S. government or U.S. military in Afghanistan. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.